Good morning. My guests this morning are Shannon McCabe and Dale Tron from the Heirloom Expo. Good morning, you two.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So this is the 8th Annual National Heirloom Exposition in Santa Rosa on September 11th, 12th, and 13th. So talk about it.
It is the largest display on earth of heirloom vegetables and organic produce anywhere.
Yeah, so this is a celebration of the diversity and history and culinary potential and everything that we love so much about heirlooms in one place.
The cultural significance of them, yep. Their stories, which tell the struggles of people who have come and gone, tribes who we have lost, nations that have risen and fallen, you know, these seeds carry those stories.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a storytelling and educational event, and it's just a coming together of garden enthusiasts, lovers of heirloom vegetables. So it's an opportunity for many folks from all over. We have about 20,000 people come.
Activists,
each year.
We have students, there are chefs, there are gardeners, there are horticultural enthusiasts, botanists, you name it.
So this is 3 days at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, September 11th, 12th, and 13th. It says here that the event has become known as the World's Fair of Pure Food.
Yes. Yeah. So there's opportunities for education. There will be vendors, exhibitors. It's just a really fantastic way for people to observe and interact and taste test some of the world's diversity that we have no idea about. I mean, these are things that you would just have never had the opportunity to see until you come to this event. So it's a coming together of that incredible breadth of diversity in one place. So it's really a fantastic
We'll be having
experience.
A watermelon tasting all 3 days. There's a tomato tasting all 3 days. And I got to tell you, the watermelons this year are enormous. They're plump, they're juicy, they're heavy. They're sweet and colorful. You're not going to find these varieties in your typical farmer's market or at your grocery store.
Wow.
You
got
to come.
Yeah, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to try a diversity of
in
watermelons from spanning across the world and also through time. These are ancient varieties.
What about the tomatoes? Do you have many, many different types?
Oh, we have dozens of types of tomatoes.
Some that look like teardrops, some that are pear or plum or cherry or really plump and big beefsteak types, multiple wrinkles, one wrinkle.
Colors that are unbelievable.
Rainbows.
The whole rainbow of colors.
We've got Brad Gates, who's speaking this again this year. He's an amazing tomato breeder, and some of his tomatoes, they look like kaleidoscopes.
That is going to be especially popular, I think, this year, because I think this year tomatoes in Sonoma County were not great. Mine were not great.
I got to see some of the tomatoes that we grew out for this festival out in Esparto, California, and they're amazing.
What other sorts of vegetables would you center on?
Well, there's an incredible display of squash. We have a massive tower of squash plus a huge display of squash, watermelons. And then this year we're even going to include a panoply of other vegetables from
Crystal Bay. We've got some growers in Crystal Bay who are growing things out for us. It's along the coast here, just south. We also have a huge display of eggplant in every shape and color, ones that literally made me cry when I saw them for the first time.
Wow.
There's chilies and peppers. Just the chilies and peppers alone, people get so excited about, because pepper people and chili people are nuts.
Carrots, incredible diversity of carrots. And I found that's one of the most kid-friendly is the colorful carrots. Kids just love those colorful carrots. They're amazing.
Great. Listen, thank you for coming in, and thanks for what you do. I mean, this is just such a marvelous event.
Oh, we're so excited. Thank you for having
us. Yeah, we invite you to come out. Check out some of the displays that we're doing and some of the music that's going on that spans cultures from everywhere. We'll be doing exhibits from Baker Creek based on seeds that have deep, rich history, and we invite all of you to come.
And let's tell people that the best way to find out more about the festival is go to the Heirloom, Heirloom Expo.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.